Welcome to A Resurrected Life, Daily Reflections for Lent. Today is Monday of Holy Week. Our reading comes from the prophet Isaiah. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. And from the Gospel of John, Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume.
There is much to be considered in the symbol presented by the perfume used by Mary of Bethany. Symbol has a very particular meaning in Catholic sacramental theology. When we use the word, we mean to convey a reality that is present within the very symbol itself. As a symbol, Mary of Bethany's perfume reveals and participates in a reality that is much greater than itself. It reveals and participates in God's plan for Jesus and us. It reveals and participates in the reality of who Jesus is and in what was about to happen to him. It reveals and participates in the action of the Holy Spirit, who is ever present, filling every space with the grace of his love and purpose. It reveals and participates in what the body of Christ is as it is embraced, healed, and transformed by the fragrance that is the presence of God. As suggested by today's text from the prophet Isaiah, the healing creativity of God is active in all places and at all times. That symbol participates in the reality that it expresses. The word that is spoken is the symbol that underpins it all. Through that word, God calls us into being and everything around us into reality and holds it there. God exists outside time, so God never stops calling us into being. We exist because God wants us to. His creative and healing love surrounds us, filling the space with fragrance beyond any perfume.
Putting the word into practice.
In the Gospel story, Mary of Bethany participates in bringing about something physically and spiritually intoxicating. Judas, on the other hand, with his moaning and his eye on the money, reeks. What has this got to do with us? Without wanting to push the symbol too far, the question arises. Do we add to the fragrance of God's loving and merciful presence, bringing his kingdom into being? Or do we detract from it with odours that do not come from God? Any of our attitudes and actions can be evaluated in this way.
Let us pray. Jesus, write your wisdom on my heart and empower me to live the joy of the gospel in our world. Amen.